I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. No reason to kvetch when I'm here with three masters of sketch. It's Watch What Happens Live with Robin Thede, Gabrielle Dennis, and Ashley Nicole Black now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight.
Hey guys, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Monday night, joined by the funniest trio since Banana Peels, Floors, and Feet. My guests tonight headline the groundbreaking Emmy-nominated series, A Black Lady Sketch Show, which is back for season two, Friday nights at 11 on HBO and streaming on HBO Max. Please welcome creator, executive producer, and star, Robin Thede. Hey, Robin! Great to see you, and say hi to Robin's hilarious co-stars, Gabrielle Dennis. Hi, Gabrielle.
Hi.
And Ashley Nicole Black. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Andy.
Great to see you. Welcome, ladies. Before we go any further, Robin, I heard that you based a character last season on the Grand Dame of Potomac, Karen Huger. We have there. Wow.
This season. Exclusive to Watch What Happens Live.
Wow. And there she is. And what is this character like? She's like Karen?
She's someone who's very much involved in the family's business. She's involved in anyone's business. So yeah, I think she's got a little bit of Karen in her. She doesn't take any guff from people. So,
oh my God.
We'll see.
Okay, good. I cannot wait. Before we go on, I know you're watching Below Deck Sailing Yacht. I just have some questions for you. Who are Wendy V wants to know your takes on this drawn out love triangle between Gary, Sydney, and Allie.
Oh my God. First of all, sir, I'm just like, what is it gonna be that? Is it not gonna be that going to secret parts of the yacht to have little rendezvous that mean nothing? I'm just like, I need some real commitment here. Either commit to the triangle or just, you know, throw one overboard.
What do you think, Ashley?
All I can say is it made me so happy not to be in my 20s anymore. That thing where you're staying up late hoping the other girl will go to bed. At this age, I just go to bed and I'm blessed.
do both of you feel like Jean-Luc and Danny's relationship has legs, or is it a boatmance?
Listen, your legs are always shaky when you're on a boat, right? So I never have hope because they always disappoint me. So, look, we can be cautiously optimistic, but I don't think.
What do you think,
Well,
Ashley?
You know, I used to live and work on a cruise ship, so I know from a boatmance. They're all boatmances. Once you get off that boat, it's over.
What did you do on a cruise ship?
Sketch comedy with The Second City.
Oh, that's amazing. What do you?
And a lot of what they're doing on the yacht. I did some of that, too.
Okay. Ah. I love it. What about, what are you thinking of Natasha the chef? She's a little bit of a hothead too.
I love her. She is my favorite person on the show. I love how she'll, like, the guests will come and she'll say, you know, oh, they think they're a foodie, but they don't know anything about food. And then she plates beautifully. And look, she's got the skills to back it up. So I love her.
Okay, well, a little birdie told me that Gabrielle has been glued to the Housewives of Atlanta this season. So I have a Bolo-sized stack of questions. When it comes to Bolo, would you have needed to see it to believe it?
No, I'm embarrassed to say I'm actually afraid of male strippers.
You're afraid of male strippers?
I've literally run out of a bachelorette party and they thought I was playing because I'm a big jokester, but I kept running to my car and I was like, let me know what it was like tomorrow.
So I think it's safe to say you would have been very uncomfortable at that dungeon-themed bachelorette.
At the beginning, for sure. Yes. Sure. I would have been very Cynthia's level.
Yes. Is ordering a crab cake for one the most egregious thing that Kenya has ever done?
Well, as a greedy foodie, I would have felt very in my feelings, just like Candy. But it is absolutely not the most egregious thing Kenya Moore has ever done. Cut to the parade that she did over for Marlo's hair care product line, her hair wig line. That was the shadiest thing I have ever seen in my life. Ever.
Should Portia make it work with Dennis solely for the hot dog hookup?
I mean, I know Portia's back to eating meat, but I don't think she needs to have a baby mama in, you know what I mean? I think she can always get the hookup being the baby mama. I think they're good and better as just co-parenting, at least from what I've seen so far. I think they, for me, they make me feel more comfortable watching that they're not out.
What would you have done if you showed up to the white elephant and gotten Drew's gift of the wig?
Okay, first of all, I thought that the white elephant gifts that I played in the past have always been funny gag gifts, kind of like that. So it wouldn't have bothered me. It felt like she went to the wrong type of white elephant party because that's not the kind I've ever been to. These girls had $1,000 budget. I've never been to those kind. It's like maybe $25. So I would have definitely felt away, like not the used wig.
Right. Last question. What was worse, Cynthia insisting on having a huge wedding during a pandemic to keep her lucky date, or those 10-10-20 earrings?
Those are some big ass earrings. They're definitely some big earrings. You know what the thing is? I feel like if Cynthia was happy and her guests chose to show up, you know it is what it is. And she didn't wear them on her wedding day, so...
All right, there you go. Even Steven, thank you very much. Well, whether she was talking about social justice on The Rundown or quarantining after the end of the world on a Black Lady sketch show, a lot of people have started to wonder if Robin Thede is carrying a crystal ball in her purse. So, Robin, since you're always a beat ahead of the rest of us, I'm going to ask you to prophesize what's coming next in pop culture. What do you think about the Free Britney movement? Will Brit ever get out of the conservatorship?
Look, it's not looking good for Britney, and I'm sad about it because we would love to see Britney free, but it does not look like it's going to happen, sadly.
Are Kim and Kanye done for good, or is there going to be a chance for a reconciliation?
Okay, so this one I'm obsessed with, especially since I heard rapper Azalea Banks now wants to date Kanye, and the two of them together would be a beautiful, chaotic moment. So I don't know if they're done forever. I could see a brief reconciliation, but I think Kanye in the end is going to pop up with a brand new, unexpected sort of partner. Like I could see him dating, I don't know, Helen Mirren or someone next.
Do you think 2021 will be the year we finally get new Rihanna music?
No, she doesn't care about us and I'm glad. We don't deserve her. She is not giving us music. She will keep teasing us. She will give us more lingerie and makeup. We are not getting any music.
Will Kamala run for president in 2024?
That one's a little murky in my crystal ball. We'll have to see how the next couple of years go, but I do think it's a possibility for sure.
Last question, who's going to become the permanent host of Jeopardy?
Okay, so LeVar Burton is a heavy favorite, we know, right? Somebody mentioned Roxane Gay the other day. But I truly would like to see Kid Rock do it.
Wow. All right. Didn't see that coming. Thank you very much. Now, Ashley hosted a successful advice podcast, and she doesn't know it yet, but she's about to host an impromptu live episode to deliver some pearls of wisdom to some total strangers. Ashley, the troubled souls from my staff have submitted some anonymous questions. Please help them. They need it. First question, how do I tell my aspiring stand-up best friend that she's not funny?
Ooh, you do not, because the audience will tell her. That's not your job.
Right, okay. Is there a non-awkward way to tell a partner they're terrible at oral sex?
There is not a not awkward way to do it, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. But I like positive feedback. So instead of saying what you don't like, maybe just give a lot of hints about what you do like.
Wow, that is very good advice. How do I put myself out there to meet a guy during a worldwide pandemic? I'm vaxxed.
Oh, I mean, I think thirst traps are always a good idea. And
there
don't be afraid to just tag someone in your thirst trap so they know it's for them.
Oh my God, you're 4 for 4, 3 for 3. How soon is too soon in a relationship to exchange nudes?
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it soon, because you don't know if you could trust that person not to put them on the internet. So I think after marriage.
All right. How many nights a week should an adult be smoking weed?
As long as it's not keeping you from doing the things you need to do in your work and your personal life. That's just real advice.
Thank you very much, Ashley. She's on it. Oh my God. I think I might need a daytime talk show from you. Ladies, my mind was blown recently when I found out that before your castmate Lacey Mosley was on a Black Lady sketch show, she appeared on one of our other great comedies, The Real Housewives of New York City. Here she is interviewing with Ramona.
What are you doing right now? Present.
I'm here.
I was just looking at some of your skills.
Yes.
We ask, list any other office machines you can operate, and you put stapler. Is that correct?
Because I thought, like, you know, with bartending, like, you know, we staple the receipts and stuff.
Okay, well, you know what? Good answer.
Good answer.
Ramona's like, it seems like everything worked out just fine for Lacey. I want to take some questions for our virtual audience. Kendrick has a question for Robin. Hey, Kendrick.
Hey.
Hello. Andrew Joseph. Hello, Robin. I've got a question. I want to know, what was your reaction to seeing Z-Way get her own show? And have you guys been in touch? And did you see her star potential when she was a writer on The Rundown?
Boop. Yes. Well, cheers to you. Z-Way is one of my little, I would call her a protege or my little sister. I found her when she was on the internet and she was an intern, and I hired her, gave her her first staff writing job. But yes, I saw her potential years and years and years ago. She is a massive talent. The world has not even seen 1% of what she can do. So I'm so thrilled for her.
All right. Here's Samantha with a question for Gabrielle.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Gabrielle.
Hi, Samantha.
All right, Gabrielle. Thank you. My question's for you, Gabrielle. How did you prepare to play Whitney Houston in the Bobby Brown story? Along with that, did her family give you their blessing to play the role? And what was the most surprising thing you learned about her?
Well, there was a lot of prayer in that preparation. A lot of prayer. It was a very fast process. I got the call on a Saturday morning at an open house. And then I was in Atlanta on a Monday, and we were filming that following Monday. So it went pretty quickly. So it was just a lot of watching clips, talking to some people that had worked with her, some friends. I didn't get to speak to any of her family, just kind of like people that were close to her in the music industry and that were friends and like background singers and things like that. And I just, you know, the preparation was just really watching her falling in love with her all over again. And it was very heartbreaking. Actually, I got kind of mad a lot during the process because I'm like, she should still be here. I feel very affected by her, but it was a very respectful process. Everyone on set was respectful of her and her memory and her legacy. And I just love her so much. And I prayed a lot for her family too. Mm.
All right. Desiree has a question for Ashley.
Yes. Hi, Andy. Hi, Ashley. You look so beautiful right now.
Come on. Skin is popping, Desiree.
Thank you. Okay. I myself am a Spelman College alum, so I've got to ask you this question. What was your reaction when you found out Stacey Abrams wanted you to play her in a movie about her life? And did you get a chance to talk to her about it? We got to know.
Oh my gosh. So when someone tweeted at me that she said that, I was first of all so honored that she even thought of me in that moment, remembered my name. And also I was like, this is how you know Stacey is good at everything, because she is low-key so funny. People don't know that about her. So by thinking of casting a comedian in her biopic, she would be showcasing that side of her personality. People don't know she writes romance novels. She's hilarious. She has layers. So I am absolutely check a bail for the movie. Whenever it happens, I'll be there.
Very good. Thank you, virtual audience. Now, last time Robin was here, she performed a scene from The Real Housewives of Potomac, and there wasn't a dry eye in the clubhouse. And like all great theatrical productions, I think the people would appreciate a revival. So it is time for Clubhouse Playhouse. Ladies, please do us the honor of lending us your gifts to the sacred text of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 13, episode 10. Robin will be tackling the role of Kenya Moore. Gabrielle will play newbie LaToya Ali. Ashley will be Cynthia Bailey. Actors, you may begin.
The room looks perfect in that house.
Them lips was loving some Portia, honey, last night.
What are you talking about? I was not kissing on anybody.
I think I'm gonna have to play detective. I need permission, Your Honor, to treat this witness as a hostile witness.
Yes, permission granted.
Miss LaToya, there may or may not be hard evidence of a bolo with a big penis leaving said residence at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.? Wow.
Who would have a bolo? Because I wasn't sleeping for everybody.
It's possible that you don't recall spending the night with said long penis bolo.
It was not in my bedroom.
Proof do you have?
I was on Instagram.
LaToya, you've been exonerated.
Wait, what?
That means you didn't do it.
I bet I was going to jail. You know I'm blind.
You're free to go.
Okay, this SVU audition is getting a little weird.
And scene. Thank you, ladies. Well done. Ashley, Elodie K wants to know what Elizabeth Warren said to you on the phone after you tweeted at her to see if she had a plan to fix your love life. That was amazing.
She called me on the phone, and of course, I started talking about her political career, and she was like, let's talk about this love life. And the advice that she gave me was really great. I hope to one day implement it after this pandemic. She said to start from what you have going for you. Like, don't start thinking, oh, why would anybody want me to start? And she named things that I've done in my career that made me a good pick. It was really sweet.
Wow, that is amazing. Gabrielle, Rachel N. wants to know how you reacted when your co-star from The Game, Drew Sidora, joined the Housewives of Atlanta.
Well, it was just funny that I love her intro, which she's like, I was in The Game and now I'm calling all the shots or something like that. And then I saw it coming, the LaToya hate, because I've gotten that from people before because, you know, of the baby mama that I played on the show. So I've gotten that before, but not to the extent that, you know, LaToya laid it on for Drew. So I just kind of thought it was funny because I connect to that. And I just think sometimes it's so ridiculous, but it's a testament to how much people love the show.
That's amazing. Robin, Liz B wants to know if Beyonce reached out to you after you revealed you were wearing your homecoming sweatshirt during the M&Ms for good luck.
No, Andy, you know I mention Beyonce in every appearance I do on television, just hoping she'll notice me. It has not yet happened, but Beyonce, Blue Ivy, whatever I need to do, I am hoping for that friendship, really. But if we can get her on a Black Lady sketch show, that would be good, too.
Okay, it is time for tonight's Watch What Happens 5. It's been over a year since there's been an in-person audience in this clubhouse, and since I know that these three comedians understand the importance of playing to a full house, I'm counting down the top five things I miss about having an in-person audience. At number five, even though most people hate audience participation, I miss the days when I didn't have to shout out game titles by myself. Is it wider than Oliver's ass? right, like that. And that was a great game, by the way. How's this for a meet and greet? The number four thing I miss is sharing the only bathroom on this floor with the audience and having them ask me for selfies while I'm peeing. Life is good for me. Coming in at number three, I miss the touching moments with the audience. No, really, someone literally reached out and smacked me in the face during our LA shows. Yeah, I miss that. And let's not forget that our audience was so VIP, there were sometimes hidden celebrities peppered through the room. That's number two.
This is the biggest soundstage I've ever seen.
Oh, isn't it? I mean,
and BHK.
It's a giant.
You have a live audience.
And Mark Consuelos.
Fantastic.
That was back in the day. Finally, the number one thing I miss about having an in-person audience is that I never had to drink alone. Which is not to say I'm above drinking alone, by the way. I want to thank Robin, Gabrielle, and Ashley for being here. We're going to Twitter Live now for our after show. We'll see you tomorrow night after the Dallas finale.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we are back with Robin, Gabrielle, and Ashley from A Black Lady Sketch Show Fridays on HBO and streaming on HBO Max. Let me go back to my questions here. Ashley Arlie O wants to know if Senator Cory Booker is still the love of your life.
You know, obviously Rosario Dawson and I are in some competition. I think we're equally as good of a catch, and I wait for him to realize that.
Okay.
She wishes she was as good as you.
Now, do you ladies watch all the Below Decks or just Below Deck Sailing Yacht?
I've just seen Sailing Yacht recently.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Gabrielle, Margot H. wants to know what it was like working with RHOA alum Kim Fields on the Upshaws. And were you a fan of Tootie in the day?
Oh my gosh, I'm a huge fan of Kim Fields, like in living single, like, hello, you know, Tootie, like her resume is long, but also the fact that she's just this down to earth, really sweet, really giving actress, and she's really funny. Like, I mean, I know she's funny when I watch on TV, but seeing her work in person was just, it was just an awesome treat.
Wow.
I think she really was, the show's really funny.
Robin, Cassandra L. wants to know if Michael B. Jordan has given you any notes during your writing process for his new comedy, Fashionably Black. If so, how would you say his comedic chops are, since we generally see him in a dramatic role?
He is so busy, but I am trying to get him on a Black Lady Sketch Show too, because he is really funny. He does give really good notes. Yeah, actually.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Ashley, Bridget H. wants to know where you keep the Emmy you won for Full Frontal.
Well, you know what? I'm in a hotel right now, but when I'm at home on Zoom, it is always in screen because I don't want you to forget.
As it should be. I want to thank Robin, Gabrielle, and Ashley. The show is A Black Lady Sketch Show, Fridays at 11 on HBO and streaming on HBO Max. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuge, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.